Listen to the rest of the podcast. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Now, I haven't seen Teenage Get Cooking yet. Apart from the age of the contestants, are the two versions of the show the same?
Well, they're very similar, yes. But the cooking challenges on Teenage Get Cooking are quite different. They're aimed more at young people and the things they'd be interested in. For instance, one week contestants are going to cook for a famous pop group. I can't say who, so don't ask. However, like the adult version, the challenges are never straightforward. So while contestants don't need to be expert chefs, it wouldn't be true to say that no experience is needed.
And what about the contestants? Has anything surprised you about the younger people taking part in Teenage Get Cooking? How do they compare to the adults?
Well, I really thought that younger people would be much more nervous because of the pressure of the competition and being in front of the cameras. The opposite seems to be the case. Also, I thought they'd have more problems thinking of original ideas, but again, the opposite is true. Otherwise, I guess younger contestants are often less skilled at general tasks, you know, things like being organised or timings. But that comes with experience, I think. And they improve very quickly during the competition.
Interesting. So, the winner last year was 18-year-old Josie Ellis. What's she doing now?
Well, before she won, she was intending to leave school and work with her uncle. He's a professional chef and does high-quality catering for private parties. But in the end, she decided to go back to studying. She started a course at a cookery school in London, and she's doing very well on it. She's already managed to get a position at one of the UK's top restaurants, starting when she finishes her studies.
Wow, that's impressive. Tell us, what's it like presenting a show like Teenage Get Cooking? Don't you get bored eating all that food?
Never! Naturally, I do tend to fill up on the food I taste for the show. Some days I try 5 or 6 different meals and desserts. It means that I'm never hungry enough to cook properly when I get home, which is something I miss terribly. But it's a wonderful job, really. It's incredible to see how the contestants develop and learn new things each episode. I really love that.
How long does it take to record each series?
About a month. Contestants have to take time off normal school, but we have tutors who come in every day to make sure they don't miss out. Filming days are long, so it isn't practical for students to travel in from home. They stay near the studios during the week, usually with a friend or relative, and almost always go home at weekends to get a break and catch up with friends. We only have one rule. They can't talk about what happened on the show.
Have you got any advice for young people who are interested in being on the show?
Well, the first stage of the application is to make a video. We want to know who the contestant is, what they're really like, why they love cooking, and we want to see them at work in the kitchen too. Many young people are too cautious on this last part. It's good to make something original. Something simple like a pasta dish that they'd done several times before probably won't look very exciting. And we don't actually get to taste what they've cooked, so they should always make sure it looks as professional as possible.
We can't wait to see the new series, Carrie. When does it start?
In June. Then a month later, about in the middle of the new series, we'll start accepting applications for the next series. We won't start filming that until later in the year, but get practicing now for your best chance of getting on the show. Being a winner of Teenage Get Cooking might change your life.